Okay, so the girsha that we had was leize davar nema toshav sacher bePesach. Now that toshav sacher, like Pesach, is extra, it doesn't mean anything. So what would it be referring? And again, the girsha is very different. Kahidi amar bilo v'shem Reb Yossi. We learn from there that if he buys an Eved on condition that he's not meant to be Mol, so in other words, that this Eved was never Nichnas Almanat to become a Jew with Mila, and there Reb Yosef B'Shem Reb Yochanan and Reb Shimon Bar Abba B'Shem Reb Yochanan, they said that Halokeach, also the Gemara is different, Halokeach Avadim Arevim Min HaGoy Amenat Shalolo Ma'alan, there Afilu Ma'alan Lo Yochlo B'Truma. In other words, since the person bought Avadim without the intent to make them Jewish, he doesn't have a right to keep them, as we'll see. In other words, they don't have a din of an Eved. An Eved means, by definition, a goy that is nichmas to Kahal Yisrael insofar as being an Eved Yisrael. So even if in the end, after buying them, he goes ahead and he forces them into getting Mila, it's usur for them to eat Truma, because he does not have a right to keep them as Avodim at all. Reb Yosef B'Shem Reb Yochanan, Shema Barava B'Shem Reb Yochanan, Selokeach Avodim in Agoy Amenat Lamoal, V'chazru Behem, in a case where he buys Avodim, in that they should have a din of an Eved Kanani. And then these goyim refuse to get Mila. Originally I bought them with an agreement that they're going to be Avdei Yisrael. They'll go through the whole process, and then they chickened out. We saw in the Bavli, you can't force a guy into Mila, despite the fact that you had bought him. It needs to be now an acceptance of Mila. You're allowed to try to argue it out with them for 12 months. They should get Mila, but in kiblu aleim arayafet, but in lo, mutar lamochran lagoy. Normally you're not allowed to sell an Eved Kanani to a goy because you're being mevatel him from mitzvahs. But in this case, since he wasn't mekayim on himself, the Mila, so he doesn't have a din of an Eved anymore, and you're allowed to sell him to a goy to get your money back. Reb Yitzhar bar Nachman, Hashem Reb Yishar ben Levi, Ma'aseh be'achad shalakach yir achad shalavadim arayim and argoy amanat l'mo'alim. Because remember, there was a guy who bought an entire town of avadim, is what they call today the shanty villages. Shanty town, but special the townships they call them in South Africa. It's all avadim, and they all accepted to become kosher avadim. As the Rambam puts it. The lashon of the acceptance of the Yodman of Avdei Yisrael Hakshirim. So they recover on themselves. And then they decided they don't want to go through with it. So also show.
They went through with it and they reverted, or they didn't
go through
with it?
No, they didn't allow Mila.
They didn't.
Yeah. So also show the Rabbani. He went and asked the Chachamim, what's he supposed to do now? Well, Marley, the Ogeli, my hand, Shema Zachoda. You wait, you can keep working on it, see if you can get them within the next 12 months to accept Mila. You could sell them the way you normally sell slaves in that location. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi haya b'Lutkia. Lutkia is Ladokia. Is in Barnea's neighborhood. Mirtz Hashem soon. Rabbi Tamban Rabbi Yudan Nasiya. So Rabbi Yudan Nasi was there. Bo Mikrots.
He wanted.
No, in the Yushami, Rabbi Yudan Nasiya is Rabbi Yudan Nasi.
Does the grandson ever appear? I
don't think so. Bo Mikrots. They wanted to get up for a urine. Omar Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, told Rabbi Ranasi, Hamte. Von Omat Milinita Giorit Hazor. What we're going to do is, Lamachar, tomorrow we want to be Tevo, this Giorit, as the, we need you for a bezin. See, Rabbi Zera Shaul and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi asked also, Lama, Mepekvod HaZakin. He didn't want him, really, to get up early, because he just asked his cover. Is that the reason? Or is it because you can't do it now? Is that the point? It would be too dark. He wanted to go out early. He said, no, please wait. So in other words, because even if he wanted to go early, he could have said, Lamaisa, do you mind, we'll make a bezin an hour earlier, you were going to leave at 5, let's make a bezin at 4 before you leave. So why did he tell him to wait? Maybe because he just didn't want to be a machmir on him. He's an older man, and he wanted to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Or was because indeed you can't do tefillah at night. And it took for granted, you know, there's nothing we can do, you have to wait. So Mishum Chen Mabilat Giorg Balayla, is there a special din of Dafka, because we learn it out from Mishpat, the din of Bezdin, and Mishpat is beyond. Maybe there's a halach of the Bezdin can only be beyond. Or my later, this is what I said, no, of course, it was because of the din. Mishum Chen Mabilat Giorg Balayla. After Luther committed Rabbi Yossi, there was once a Meisr where they asked halach of the Meisr Rabbi Yossi, Ma'alat was a Giorg Balayla. V'lo Oro, we didn't want a paskin on. Now, therefore, if you took now this the shame Ebed, and you took him on the assumption, on the condition, that he doesn't have to go through Mila V'Tmila, that he'll be now a Ger Toshav. That's the meaning of Toshav when it comes to this halacha. So there, it's Mutter L'Kaima, indeed, Lola, because he has it in a Ger Toshav. But the Ger V'Toshav, L'Chatchila, you take him in order to be an Eved. And then he wants to be a Ger Toshav. So he's coming in now as a Eved, but he asks to be a Ger Toshav. Then Ariel could go to Chodav. And then he does not have any rights at all. So the original Knesset was Almanas to be an Eved. And you can't now change your mind and decide you want to be a Ger Toshav. Rishmu Bar Chia Bar Yehuda B'Shem Reb Chanina Ger V'Toshav. This halach, to buy an eved for mila and tefila, it's a din of eved kanani, that if he changes his mind, he wants to be a ger v'toshav. The ger v'toshav is a shabbat gadolinim on shem asachodesh. Doesn't mean immediately he doesn't have any rights. You give him, you have 12 months, you're allowed to keep him. See, im chazar bo arei yafed, he has a din of an eved, but if he still insists on being a Ger Toshav, Ariel could go to Chol Davar. You're not allowed to be Mekayim, and you could sell, like we said before. But even though the way Shmuel said it, the Mashmaut was immediately changed his mind. He wants to be a Ger Toshav, which you thought was different than the Halacha Stam changing his mind. So it's not any different. You still give him 12 months to see whether you could persuade him to stick with his original intent. Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Reb Chanina B'Shem Rebbe says that a Ger Toshav Tzarich L'Kabel Alav Amanat She'e Ochel Nevelot. He is Mekabel on himself for mitzvahs of the Torah, except that he continues to eat Nevelot. That's what it says, to give the Nevelot to those, the Ger, that's Hashem B'Sharach. That's what it's referring to. Omer Rebbe Lav, so then that is what they're saying, is Yom Ha'advarim K'Ktavam, meaning, my Yom Ha'Dvarim K'Ktavam. Because when it says, Lo Tochlu Kol Nevelah, L'Ger Asher B'Sharecha, T'Tenem V'Ochela. So that means, I mean, it certainly doesn't mean that a Ger Tzedek, certainly not a Latina Nevelah. It must mean that it's referring to the Ger Toshav. So why do we call him a Ger Asher B'Sharecha? Must be that Enoch Ni'ami is like a Ger. It's not that he's Stam Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. He's Mekabel all Mitzvahs. Except, he has to accept that he's not going to be Osir B'Nevela. Because otherwise, we wouldn't call him a Ger, we'd just call him a Toshav. Eastern Yitani, there's another Tana who says this different. Ger Toshav Ein Mekablim Eto Ad Shekabel Alav Et Kol HaMitzvot Shekatuv BaTorah. In other words, he doesn't mean Achilas Nevelas. He's not Mekabel Achilas Nevelas. It's just the same Aloha. Just saying it a different way. The first Tana was only saying, he's not Mekabel Nevelas. That's what makes him a Ger Toshav as opposed to a Ger. And this Tana is approaching it from the other angle. Don't think that a Ger Torshav does not have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. He has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, just as often available. That's the pshat. So, is Tanoi Tana? The other Tana says that's not true. Ger Torshav imekablimato achiv porba vadazarashal. It's not sufficient to be Mekabel. That's not the point. We have to see that his own personal God, he goes ahead and he's mevatelet, and that's the pshat. It needs to be kvira, it needs to be mevatelet. And once he's mevatelet, he's considered to be ger toshav. But the sheva mitzvahs, we don't need that. We should have now kol a mitzvah sheva torah. Rebbe b'shem Rebbe Barashi says a ger toshav mevatel of a nezer kagoy. Even though the din is a Yisrael, cannot be a mevatel and Avodah Zarah, a Ger Toshav has the kayach to be a mevatel and Avodah Zarah. So if he throws it into the garbage and so on, it loses its Yisurim. Whereas if a Jew does that with a Jewish Avodah Zarah, it can't be a mevatel. Omer Rabbi Zira, changing gears. Midivrei Kulam, we learn that a Ger Toshav is mevatel and Avodah Zarah to go. Even those who said that a Ger Toshav does not have to be Mekabel on himself, and those that held he was Mekabel, all of the mitzvahs, all of them are agree in this, that he certainly does not have a din of a Jew not to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Dalkei, mananam rinsen. And if he wouldn't have said that, what would you have thought? Why would the Isser? You say you point to all of them. Let me point to all of them. The man Yomar who says he wasn't Mekayim mitzvahs. Makabo mitzvahs, why would I? Would you tell me even him? Obviously, he's a goy. What do you mean? Because he was Makabo on himself, Shabbos, then you don't think he has a din of Yisrael? What are you trying to say? No, because all the mitzvah of Arizara, I might have thought that the idea over here is someone who has a tzivri of Arizara doesn't have an ability to move on to Arizara. So if you don't have that Kabbalah of Arizara, so then it's purely a question of your own personal choices. How are you acting out? Okay, so then the bittul of the Avodah Zarah is a bittul of your own personal choices. But once you are dependent on the Tzivui Hashem, you mekabel on yourself the mitzvah, so then the fact that you're mevatel on Avodah Zarah is no different than God's laughing at Avodah Zarah. Fine, but people worship this thing. So you're not worshiping it doesn't prove anything. You're spitting at it, stepping on it, breaking it doesn't prove anything. Because you're just acting now as a shliach of the Lord. I mean, what does that show? God also doesn't know the Avodah Zarah, so therefore it's batul. So that's what I would have thought. I would have said that if you're mitzvah and Avodah Zarah, so you can't be mevatel. Goyim are not mitzvah and Avodah Zarah, instead. Goyim ain't a mitzvah and Avodah Zarah, not I mean if it's mekabel. I mean, a goy is also mitzvah and Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, it could be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, right? But as you're saying, he wasn't mekayim, the kabbal of a mitzvah. What's the difference? Basically, a goy and a ger toshav are the same mitzvahs. And if you're telling me that you need to explain why it is that a ger toshav can be about the Avodah Zarah, then you should have to explain why a goy can be about the obviously, it can be about the Avodah Zarah. On Rav Yossi, I'll tell you one. Shalot Omar, Hoyel Gehushav Eben Yisrael, B'shloshad Dvarim. I might have thought that there are three things in which the ger toshav has a din that he has to be treated like a Jew. What is that? First of all, lo ta'ashok. Lo ta'ashok schar sachir, we darshan goes on migercha shebaatzecha. Bisharecha. So it's a reference to ger toshav. So you're not allowed. You're going to be over nisr d'oraisa if you don't pay him the money that you owe. Furthermore, the isr of lo tonenu. He said, on a ger toshav, in chayyushet bikir becha, lo tonenu, that's the betovlo, lo tonenu. It's okay that this is a diraisa to be ma'ani. If he was a goy, there wouldn't be. And if a ger toshav kills somebody, bishogeg, he is gola. We learned that out from also from the pasuk, livnei Yisrael, vila ger toshav betoshav betoshav. So the sheisharim ha'ela is supposed to be mikvarim of a ger toshav. That is a tremendous fiddush. That means that we give him special dinim of Yisrael. So maybe he also has a dinim of Yisrael as far as the Isser of Avodah Zarah in terms of bid. So Sitzki Yisrael lo yivatel, from Cain, that's why I found it necessary to tell you, Tzarech Meimar. Mevatel Avodah Zarah kegoy, it doesn't matter, he could still be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Okay? Fascinating. We're going to see more about it tomorrow.